Oh, wow. Look at that fireball, Yael.
Don, what are you doing with the microwave?
I cut a grape in half and put the two halves touching each other in the microwave. When I microwaved it, it produced a spectacular glowing fireball. I got the idea from a video I found on the internet.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun. The fireball you saw is made of plasma, the fourth state of matter. A gas becomes a plasma when it's heated to the point where its molecules lose one or more electrons and become electrically charged ions. Plasma is common in stars and nebulae, but it isn't so common here on Earth because of the high energies needed to create it.
Yes, Yael, but why does this trick only work for grapes? Microwaving other things doesn't produce bursts of plasma.
In 2019, a team of physicists published a study that used high-speed photography, thermal imaging, and computer simulation to answer this question. The researchers showed that the key feature of the grapes that made the plasma bursts possible was the water they contained and their size and shape. Water bends or refracts microwaves. Each grape half is just the right size and shape to use this microwave bending ability of water to trap microwaves, concentrating the energy at the point of contact between the two grape halves. This superheats some of the water and produces the plasma.
So that's how it works.
Please don't do it too often, because the physicists say doing the trick repeatedly can cumulatively damage your microwave oven.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.